Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you. begin this 686th episode of Neon Jazz with a cat that knew Kansas City very, very well. Born in Germany, raised in Kansas City, and now based in New York City. That was pianist and composer Paul Shin with his trio live at the Green Lady Lounge back in 2015, the glory days, with the tune Handful of Keys. And it was typical for Paul during that time in Kansas City.
How do you define the glory days?
Anything before COVID.
I had to ask.
That's the way I'm feeling right now, my man.
I think most of us. Okay, proceed.
I have a timestamp now. I call it BC, and it means before Corona. So, Kansas City proved to be a big learning and growing ground for Paul. And we caught up with him here at the program, and he opened up about Kansas City.
The best part for me about Kansas City was, first off, getting to study with Brahm. That was the number one thing, Brahm Wyden. He basically taught me how to play jazz, you know, in stride. I mean, he's the best. I mean, then the amazing opportunity to start playing with Ryan Lee and Dominique Sanders as a trio for the summer.
He plays and composes with a unique blend of forward-thinking styles that blend the traditional sounds of blues, swing, stride, and bebop. And over the years and during his long jazz ride, he has spent considerable time performing at Kansas City, Denver, and now New York City, with musical influences like Bud Powell, Art Tatum, Benny Green, and many others. Paul has recorded three trio albums with Ryan Lee on drums and Dominique Sanders. His life is now in New York. He got up there pre-pandemic, but Kansas City will always hold a special place. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town always ready to give the world jazz, whether from Bird or Logan Richardson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, reinventing jazz each and every day. Celebrating Dave Brubeck's centennial with a catalog of newly discovered recordings featuring wonderful performances as good as the originals, it's Time Out recordings that go back to 1959, and Dave's son Chris dusted these tunes off and perfected them. We hear another variant of Take Five next, and as we do, we heard Chris explain this during an interview.
I hope they get the goosebump thrills that I got from hearing just like what a genius Paul Desmond gets plays. You know, when he plays on Kathy's Waltz, he hits his third chorus and he goes through these amazing intervallic leaps at the top of his range, and they're just so beautiful. When I listened to all 12 hours of these sessions, I was also reaffirmed about the very interesting relationship the musicians had in their banter, like Gene Wright and Dave.
And now, as we actually get into the song, we're going to hear Chris one more time talk about the magic of his dad. This interview is wonderful. You should go out and listen to the whole thing. Chris explains Dave in a way you've probably never heard.
But there is an energy that my dad would get from the audience, and as a performer who played hundreds of concerts with him, boy, you can feel that energy, and it's an incredible thing. And my father, who wrote lots of religious music and choir music and that kind of stuff, we would always say that, you know, when the human race is involved in music, it's one of the few times that God probably got what he thought he was bargaining for when he put human beings on the earth.
We'll be right back.
how you doing? This is Pete Carroll, Kansas City trumpet player, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was veteran Kansas City jazz musician, trumpeter, and flugelhornist Pete Carroll of Lee Summit, Missouri, with the KC Power Group, The Freedom Affair, with her 2020 tune, Freedom is Love. And this summer, that song was used on an Apple Watch commercial. They got actual commercial success.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that always picks up business a little bit.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
There's a... Although I got to tell you that there's sometimes when the commercials, the ad people grab a great song and, you know, put it next to, you know, put it in pushing cat food.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of the Etta James song. At last.
Yeah.
You know, we're showing an adoring cat looking at the food it's about to be served. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You don't want to taint that song with cat food.
No.
You know, the beauty of this album is it's such a powerful group, and it includes Chris Hazleton and so many other people, and it actually works for that commercial very, very well. These days, Pete is the lead trumpeter for the Reverend Al Green, and after a few seasons touring, he relocated to Kansas City and began performing here in the local area. We caught up with Pete during the fall of 2020 to talk about a lot, and he had some great thoughts on being around Al.
He really, really cares about his audience. You can really feel that by how he performs differently each night. And being able to kind of be a chameleon and judge the crowd and really keep their attention the way that he does is just fantastic. Of course, everyone's familiar with Let's Stay Together, but when we get to do that live with him, it changes on a nightly basis. I don't think I've heard him sing it the same way twice.
From the talented Brazilian drummer and composer Igor Wilcox, he reached out to the show, and we're glad he did. Joined by his quartet, this is the song called 2020, and you'll see why as he wraps up the year that was, and we get right into it again.
Hello, jazz fans. This is Brazilian drummer and composer Igor Wilcox. It's a pleasure to be here on Neon Jazz Radio, coming out of Kansas City.
That was German alto saxophonist Jacob Manns with the tune Eyes Up off the 2020 CD Natural Energy. So his mother is an opera singer and his father is a music teacher. He was surrounded by music. At the age of 5, he started on the drums, and by 8, he discovered the saxophone. And by 15, he was already studying jazz and pop at a university. We caught up with him during the throes of the pandemic from his base in Germany, and he talked about the recovery and that hopeful post-COVID world.
After the pandemic, I hope that people are more deep into music and what it means to make music for musicians, and also that the appreciation for music maybe is going to grow.
From the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra septet led by the storied trumpeter and composer Wynton Marsalis, written during the ongoing COVID-19 crisis as a response to the political, social, and economic struggles of our nation, this is the tune Ballot Box Bounce, circa 2020. I can't imagine anybody better carrying on that much-needed musical dialogue. And I gotta say, when COVID started, I remember 60 Minutes, and they were talking about Wynton's father passing and just the strength that was in his eyes. There was fear, but there was also a resiliency. He wraps up what I think is the best of the world of jazz responding to COVID. And I think that we need more of that. And Wynton, he's the perfect voice for that.
Yep, I would agree.
Thank you. up, everybody? It's Michael Feinberg, a bass player from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the crazy talented bassist Michael Feinberg with the tune Cairo off his 2020 CD, From Where We Came. He's award-winning and he's been around the best brass in jazz. He opened up about why he loves being a musician. This is great.
Well, I don't know that I have a choice. I don't really feel like there's any kind of alternative. I think it's just who I am. The thing that I really appreciate about it more than anything is that it opens up a lot of different doors. It allows you to interact with people across, you know, many generations.
From another old world cat that left us during this time, we say goodbye to pianist and composer Junior Mance. He passed away at the age of 92 on January 17th, 2021. He was a titan that played with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie, Lester Young, and Cannonball Adderley. This tune is called Deep, and it's from his trio CD back in 2017. I actually had his wife send me a load of his music, and Junior was a titan in the world of jazz.
Really? Starting to make some friends out there, buddy.
Yeah, I think so.
Where are you putting all these CDs?
Oh, man, they're all in my mind. That's all I can say. Here's Junior.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Tamika Reed. I'm a cellist, composer, improviser, educator, and band leader, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the powerhouse cellist and composer Tamika Reed with the tune 17 West off the 2015 CD Tamika Reed Quartet. She has a very distinctive approach. We caught up with her during the summer of 2020, along with many other musicians, and she said she had plenty to be thankful for. Have a listen.
I guess I try to just remember what I'm grateful for, and every day, I mean, I try to journal as much as possible, and when I do journal, I always try to think about what I'm grateful for, and thankful for, even if it's something super basic, like that I just got up this morning, that I have another day to try again. Maybe, you know, because also in this time, there's a lot of pressure. I'm putting on myself, like, oh, you have all this time, Tamika. You could be writing this, and you should be doing this, and you should be doing that. And it's like, yeah, but it's also a total mind bender what's happening.
From bandleader Sheffields, joined by his Ripplin Rhythm Orchestra.
Yep.
And this one here is the 1939 tune, This Year's Kisses, as we go on down the road here.
Thank you.
baby. The Kansas City Chiefs are back in the big show.
Yes, as of this recording.
As of this recording, we're heading into the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Yep. And man alive, the red is everywhere.
Oh, man. But this one's special. He's meeting up with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Super Bowl 55, back-to-back trips for Mahomes and the boys. It is a jubilant time during a very pandemic run, and this town is brimming with red and excitement. And we are here to christen this. Here's the great Polish saxophonist Sylvester Ostrowski teamed up with our legendary KC sax cat Bobby Watson. This is the 2020 single, Chiefs Kingdom, to take us away and into that charge for another Lombardi Trophy. Thanks to the kids for bringing us on the worldwide stage and letting us kind of breathe a little bit as we all relish this new trip.
Oh, yeah, and it's coming out of KC.
That's right.
That's the place to be. Yo.
On the world stage. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that always wears red well, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, even in a, shall we say, a rosy flush. Thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely. Chiefs gold, man. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time,
ba-da-boom.
Let's bring home the trophy, boys.
Jazz.